Just one quick question. How's it feel going into week 17 undefeated?
Just looking forward to this week. I mean, it really doesn't matter what our record is. It's just about how we go out there and just play on Saturday. So it's about executing, doing all the things right, and coming out with a victory.
Hey, Rodney, I know you guys aren't into individual achievements, but there is a unit achievement you guys could accomplish this week in being the number one scoring defense. Is that even on a thought for this defense?
I really didn't. I mean, we haven't really put any emphasis on it.
Yeah.
It's just going out there, getting better as a unit, building on the red zone defense, making sure we become better tacklers, making sure that our communication is there, and just building on that. And whatever the numbers are at the end of the season, they are.
I know it's all about being out on the field and playing, but it seems like a large contingent of Patriots fans will be traveling this weekend. Does that help having the fans on your side and the opposing team stadium and all?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely appreciate the support of the fans, but we definitely hear them when we're on the road. We always have a lot of support on the road, but at the end of the day, the game is won or lost between the lines. Whether we're at home, whether we're away, we definitely appreciate the fans, but we still have to go out there and play football and make plays.
A lot of guys are
such a veteran defense. How much has that helped you guys throughout the course of the season? To be not old timers, but guys have been around the game a little bit and understand what to do in each play.
Well, it's just experience. You know, we have a lot of knowledge. We know how to play the game, and a lot of mistakes that we made early in our careers, we're able to avoid, and we can just trust one another. You know, a lot of times as you get older, you may not have the speed or whatever, but you still got experience. You still have the knowledge, the anticipation, and that's what we have.
A lot of guys we talk to commented that when they watch the video on the Giants, they see a really physical team. Yeah. Is that what you see as well?
Definitely a big physical offensive line, a team that can definitely run the ball, very, very big backs that are looking to just pound the ball, and as well as they're capable of making plays down the field. So this is probably one of our biggest challenges yet, to be able to come in there, stop the run, and stand up to those guys.
Assuming Brandon Jacobs plays, he gets his usual a lot of carries. You're known to be a big hitter. He's obviously known to be one of the more physical runners in the NFL. You're looking forward to that meeting?
He's 270 pounds, so that's like a Ferrari meeting a Mack truck. So we'll see what happens. We're excited about playing this week, and we have a lot of brushing up to do on our game plan, but at the end of the day, it comes down to making plays and who wants it more.
Will you tackle him like any other back?
I don't see why anything should change now.
Rodney, what do you
Would you be role? Afraid to tackle him?
If I was a Ferrari and he was a Mack truck.
Well, you're a little guy, so it doesn't matter.
That is true.
Rodney, obviously this is an unprecedented game in terms of viewers, and you mentioned the fans earlier. It's going to be on all three networks. It's going to be on the NFL Network. What do you think of all of this attention and effort being put on getting as many eyes in front of this game as possible?
I mean, I don't really think much of it, to be honest with you. We've been on nationally televised games for a while now, and it's really no big deal, for us in this locker room. It's just something for the media to talk about and for the fans to be able to see. But, for all those fans that, either don't have cable or whatever, I mean, it's something for them to get an opportunity to see us play. But we're focused on what we have to do and how well we go out there and play, not about all the TV and all the everything that's going on behind that.
Did you catch Coach Belichick in the Santa
Suite? Excuse me?
Did you catch Coach Belichick in the Santa Suite on the cover?
No.